So my name is Emily Cirillos. I'm Pedro's wife. I was born and raised in the Palatine area. As a child, I went to the same Catholic school that my mother attended. My parents weren't religious. It was more of a cultural thing. But God has been part of my life since I was very young. I remember when I was 4 years old singing "This Little Light of Mine" at a vacation Bible school. However, I was a very fearful child. I would pray to God all the time when I was afraid. I didn't know much about Jesus then, but I knew that God was good and personal and that he would hear my prayers. And I prayed a lot. Yet by junior high, I had become obsessed with things of the world, mostly my image and finding love and attention by how I looked. By high school, I started doing drugs. My parents were concerned for me and sent me to a few rehabs during my high school years. When I was 17 years old, escorts showed up where I was staying and brought me to a girl's home in Montana. I had no prior knowledge of this. I had no goodbye from my family, nothing. When I got there, I immediately planned to run away. The home where I was staying was way up in the Rocky Mountains. Since I would most surely not survive running away from the mountains, I planned to run away on Sunday when we went into the nearest town in Idaho for church. After only being in the girls' home a few weeks, I planned with another girl that Sunday we would run. We had stolen some money and had an extra set of clothes and other things in preparation. We got to the Christian church, and for the first time I can remember, I heard the gospel. There was an altar call, and they offered a special rock for anyone who came forward. I had such a desire to go forward and take that rock. I remember thinking, I really want that rock. However, I knew I needed to leave right then if I was going to run away as we had planned. So instead of going forward, I left the service, went to the bathroom, and jumped out of the church bathroom window and began running. I literally ran from God. We hitchhiked through Idaho, Washington, and Oregon, and ended up on the streets of Linwood, Los Angeles. We were considered national runaways and had police and detectives looking for us. After some scary situations there, I knew I was in danger, so I called a friend from a payphone, just letting her know where I was in case I was never heard from again. My friend called the police and alerted them where I was. Minutes later, the police came looking for me near the payphone, and I was arrested. I am amazed I came out of there alive. God protected me from so much. My parents immediately came and got me, and I went back home where my life continued the same. By this time, I had dropped out of high school. I was living in sin with my boyfriend, who is now my husband, Pedro. I had what I thought I wanted, which was independence from my parents and the ability to get high whenever I wanted. Yet I was not happy. I had been obsessing over my thoughts and my soul and where it would go when I died. The thought of non-existence gave me great anxiety. I was so lost and scared. One evening alone in my apartment, I was depressed and self-mutilating, as I often did. In my bedroom, I literally screamed out loud to God, "If you are real, answer me." Pedro had recently left with some friends. However, within minutes after calling out to God, he unexpectedly returned. It was part of the answer to my prayer, as it says in Psalm 18:6. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. I told Pedro what was going on, and he told me he knew a pastor I should talk to. I later talked to the pastor. I don't remember much of the conversation, but one thing I do remember he said was, "Listen to me, mija, Jesus is real." Those words stuck with me and gave me a sense of peace. He invited us to his Bible study 2 days later. Pedro and I went to the Bible study. He was speaking about unleavened bread, and yet I felt peace being there. It shows you the word of God never returns void. Every part of the Bible, even parts on unleavened bread, can bring someone to Christ. As I was leaving, the pastor told us he wanted to sit down and talk with us. He presented the gospel right then and there. I felt the Holy Spirit so strongly, stronger than I ever have in my entire life. Right then, I trusted Christ, calling on God to save me. I prayed the sinner's prayer. My name was written in the book of life. I knew I now had a purpose for living. I walked out of the basement of that church a new person. On the drive home, everything, including the streetlights, made sense to me. All was in order in the world for the first time. The pastor gave me some life changes I needed to make, and I was ready and willing to make them. Some things were an instant change. I immediately told all my friends about Jesus, and I stopped doing drugs. I never hung out with those friends again. All my depression and my fear were lifted. I wanted to be pure, no longer to live with Pedro. My whole life was about Jesus Christ. Many other things have been a process. Since accepting Christ, the Lord has been refining me and continues to do so. He's been healing me from mental illness through teaching me to track my thoughts and claim his promises. God has been removing the idols of my heart one by one. God has been teaching me that he is enough. He is my portion. He is all I truly need. Not a man or attention or beauty. After becoming a Christian, the Lord was convicting me to leave the relationship with Pedro. Yet I really struggled with this. For years, I was on and off again with him until I became pregnant with our second child and we got married. I knew I was disobeying God marrying Pedro because he was not showing Christian fruit. Yet, I felt like we could not continue as we had been. Immediately after marrying Pedro, I felt an incredible grief and sorrow for disobeying God. Looking back, I see that God was trying to protect me from Pedro because he was hiding many things from me. My marriage has been painfully difficult almost every day since the day I said I do. God has asked me through the past 7 years to stay with my husband and love my husband despite the fact that he had been neglectful, deceitful, and unfaithful. Every time I would tell God I could not love my husband anymore and I wanted a divorce, God would remind me of the book of Hosea, how God loves us and he will never divorce us, even though we are unfaithful to him and undeserving of his love. So out of obedience, I would stay. This has not been an easy road, and I confess I have not done it with the right attitude at times. I have been angry and bitter and oftentimes just gritted my teeth and obeyed God because I feared disobeying him. I knew the grief of disobeying the Lord, and I didn't want to ever do that again. One thing I know is that God's way is best, and the way of the transgressor is hard. I know I would not be where I am at today with my relationship with God if it were not for the suffering that I've been through in my marriage. God has taught me to die to myself and what I feel I deserve or what I could have, to obey God and follow his will. Since coming to Living Hope in the past July, the process of healing has begun. God is showing me that he is in control, and he allowed me to marry Pedro and go through this trial for a purpose. Even just hearing my husband's testimony about his own relationship with God is such a blessing to me and answer to prayer. It gives me hope that God will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. Christ to me is freedom from fear and depression. Christ gives all life purpose. He is the healer of my mental illness. He's the redeemer of my broken life. He's the sustainer of my marriage and my family. He is my portion. He is enough for me. I'll end with this verse from Psalm 73, verses 25 to 26. Whom have I in heaven but you? Earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Thank you.